Well, well, here we are.
Aloha.
Swatch.
What?
New McDLT.
Face it, you're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
Nobody appreciates your sense of humor, you know?
Pontiac Fiero. Now, only $8.99 at Shakey's.
He slimed me.
Hey, you guys!
I want my MTV.
Bueller.
And what's it gonna do?
My density has popped me to you.
But it's only authentic if it says members only right here.
Live from Members Only Studios, welcome to Living in the 80s, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything having to do with the 1980s.
The best that we remember it.
Yes, you heard the voice of a female, ladies and gentlemen. It's ladies' night.
Oh, yes, it's ladies'
night. Here I am with these four lovely ladies and my dumb self here somehow talking about bad ladies' fashions of the 80s. So this should be a ton of fun. Let's go around the circle and introduce yourselves. We'll start with Debbie. You heard her voice earlier. She's an old pro, and we'll just go right around the circle.
I am Debbie Connor, and I am joining you from Austin, Texas.
I am Misty Moore, and I'm joining you from Grove City, Ohio.
I'm Leela James, and I'm joining you from Grove City, Ohio as well.
I'm Penny Tabor, and I am joining you from Grove City as well.
One of the things I love about this podcast is I get these people that I know, and I get these ideas for the podcast. And I think, who would be good at this kind of stuff? We had Tammy was going to be on here. She couldn't make it. She's her mom's in town, so we couldn't do that whole thing. But I'm glad the rest of you could be here. So this will be a ton of fun. So before we talk about bad 80s fashions, let's do a little thing we call
80s Rewind.
So this is the part of the podcast where we talk about things that happened in the last week that kind of maybe give you a little deja vu moment back to the 80s. So Leela, you kind of had an epiphany. So let's start.
So I'm a high school teacher, and I teach at the Southwestern Career Academy. So it's a tech school, and I teach math there. And we had Decades Week last week. And so I thought I'd be really cool and wear my, you know, original 1971 shirt, because I, you know, I was born in 1971. But all of these students decided to go find t-shirts of like Def Leppard and Journey and Boston. And then I said, okay, name one song that they sing. Of course, Journey, they could say Don't Stop Believing, you know, but I was like, well, if Def Leppard was like my favorite, so you absolutely have to know what Def Leppard sings. And so I had to pull it up on my, you know, while I'm supposed to be teaching math, of course, on my screen, so I could let them know that Def Leppard was an awesome band. And they
That's my 80s moment.
That's great. Misty.
Yeah, so I have been just fixated on all the stuff about royals on the BBC, watching everything, and I am a diehard Princess Diana. Yeah, I just love all things Princess Di, all things royal, and watching her and the fashion sense that she had, and she was totally a trendsetter of that era, and so... yeah, if it's 80s, like you saw Princess Diana, she set the scene for fashion, high fashion, I guess I should say, because, yes, you know, yeah, you could only buy knockoffs of what she would really had. So
exactly.
Yeah. Princess Di. Oh, love her.
Even the hairstyles were copied.
Yes.
Oh, I wore my hair exactly like Princess Diana when I was a young mom.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Debbie.
So, well, my 80s rewind, I'm wearing it tonight. For those of you that can't see it online, I am wearing a light blue blouse, and I pulled it out of the closet today and realized it has gathers at the top of the sleeve, so they're puffed, and it has that long 3 to 4 inch cuff. Mm-hmm. And you kind of forget until you, and the full sleeves above, and you forget until you put it on how uncomfortable that was.
as in the 80s, because every time you reach for something, the sleeve grabs your arm and pulls it back because it doesn't slide up your arm because it's so tight around your wrist. So I'm wearing the 80s tonight.
It's very
wearing
becoming.
The 80s. I nice. Love it.
Wearing the 80s.
All right, Penny.
Let's see, every day is the 80s rewind moment for me. I Rob's a block over, so I'm always thinking about growing up.
By the way, you guys, Penny is my little sister. So
yes.
These are all friends. Penny is my sister.
So it's a few months, but the Maverick movie.
Oh yeah.
We watched it, and it was a little while ago, but this week saw it in our list of things that we'd seen, and it just, that opening song comes up. It goes to my head. It's been in my head all week long.
Nice.
So I've had an 80s week.
very good. So for me, as you guys have listened to the podcast know, I will watch about any movie that says 1980 anything on it at any point. I don't care how good, how bad it is. I don't care if it's a horror movie, action, teen comedy, rom-com, whatever. So this week I was watching When Harry Met Sally. And it was kind of funny because Meg Ryan, who absolutely adorable, had about 75 different outfit changes. So if you want to see the 80s in an hour and a half, go watch When Harry Met Sally. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see Billy Crystal wear almost the same thing the entire time, that's your movie. He had a beard for a while and then no beard. Other than that, he had like the same jeans and the same shoes and everything else. So, but yeah, When Harry Met Sally is one of those things that it appears dated in some ways, but in other ways, Meg Ryan's fashions were, I don't think they look too dated.
Like they're coming back around. If you've been anywhere, the 80s are returning.
Heck yeah, they are.
They are in fashion.
That's a good day for all of us.
I think one of my favorite scenes from When Harry Met Sally is when she brings out the Aquanet and she does the in the car before they go in to eat. Yeah, like it's a big deal. I'm like, oh, that's a real thing right there. Just a
I can smell it. I can just smell it. Just you saying that. Yes.
We probably all have lung cancer now because of it, but it was a real thing. Yeah.
That's right.
My mom was a big Aquanet user back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so we're going to take a brief time out. We're going to be right back. We're going to dive right into the bad 80s female fashions. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Welcome back to Living in the 80s. Rob here with Debbie, Misty, Penny, and Leela. We are going to be talking about bad 80s fashions. Now, as we look back at the 80s, we just got done talking about Princess Di and Meg Ryan and Debbie's cool shirt she's wearing, but not all 80s fashions were great. So as you may have heard last week, when me and the fellows were talking about some of our questionable fashion, like gym shorts over top of sweatpants, running tights, ankle bracelets, sailor hats, there's a lot of questionable things that we all wore. But you know, the guys aren't the only ones. The ladies are not exempt. So we're going to talk about, these are your memories. I'll chime in from time to time, but I want to hear straight from your mouths the 80s fashions that maybe you wore them, maybe you just observed them, but let's hear all about them. So we are going to start with Debbie.
How about leather ties with a sweater vest or a jacket? Oh. Those very thin leather ties.
Straight up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. And even better, the suit jacket that went with the leather tie. And I wore this as a female with a skirt that was double breasted, but it had the waistband. So it was a poofy jacket with a waistband, yes, and that black leather tie with the red shirt underneath it. Picture that.
Yeah.
Had to, but I can say to this day, the one thing that it served me well as is that I can still tie a tie if I need to. So.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Well, guys wore the leather ties too. I had a couple of them. And one of the cool things for me is my brother Chuck was about the same size I was. So we were able to swap clothes. Like I could wear different clothes constantly. They must have thought that had this endless wardrobe. So between me and him swapping clothes, his friends probably thought the same thing. But yes, I remember those. Yes. The girls in leather ties, the tight vests and the whole thing.
Yep.
Did any of you do this other than Debbie?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Like, it was like, you darn straight on me.
I did. Oh,
and
yeah.
We felt so stylish when we were dressed that way too.
Yes.
Misty.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with just the classic leg warmers. I can remember very, like it was the thing. And I had a pair that my aunt sent me of burgundy leg warmers, which I wore the only pair I had for a while. And that was probably about seventh and eighth grade. I wore those things out. And were my legs cold? No.
No.
I put them over my way too bell-bottom, Levi's. Yeah. I didn't care. I just, I pegged my pants.
That's right. Pegged your pants.
Yeah. Put those leg warmers on because it was so cool. And yes, I wore those things out. And it was just like, that's what we did. That was the thing. And yeah, I'll stand by that. I'm just saying.
I had scarlet and gray ones, and I wore them to the very first Ohio State game I ever went to against Purdue.
Oh, nice. But your legs stayed warm.
They were scarlet and gray and white, and I looked fly, let me just tell you.
So Ohio State won the game, I assume.
Of course, yes.
Of course, because of the leg warmers.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Penny, I know you wore leg warmers.
Totally wore leg warmers, wore them out. Mm-hmm. Loved them, and pegged my jeans.
So here's my question, as a dude, why in the world did you wear leg warmers? You see like the Jane Fonda video and all the whole fitness craze. Aren't you breaking up enough sweat that you wouldn't really need your legs warm anymore? What is the actual functionality of leg warmers?
I can answer that one because our daughter was a dancer, and the dancers to this day still wear them to keep their muscles warm after warm-up before they hit the stage.
Nice.
Thank you.
They still wear them.
40 years later, I finally got an answer to what the heck leg warmers were.
Oh, even better.
Maybe you should have consulted the Flashdance girl. She could have told you.
Yes, Lila, yes. 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 What a feeling.
Wow. Misty is feeling very, so very peppy and perky and
yes, sick. That's right.
Yeah,
that is.
And listen, I know I can't sing. Like that's, I know that, but you that's what makes it more fun. Okay.
You sing like I don't know. Fun. You were pretty on tune there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. Irene, Kara, look out! Here comes Misty.
That's one. Right.
Leela.
Gunny sack dresses, and they look like Little House on the Prairie dresses, and they had these big square collars. I wore one when I graduated, and they were like really expensive for that time. So mm-hmm. to go get a gunny sack dress, but I literally was in Target in the like August time, and they are coming back. There were these Little House on the Prairie dresses. I could not believe it. They buttoned all the way up with, do you remember the little ruffle that went around your neck? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh yes. And I love those things. And when I first started teaching, even I had these big shirts that had these big square collars. It was crazy.
Oh my.
Yeah.
So did you ever have like the brooch pin, like
one? Of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course.
How uncomfortable was that?
That was cute. I'm sorry. That was cute.
It was not uncomfortable as long as the collar was big enough around your neck. Yes. You were okay. Hmm. Lots of brooches too at my house. Yes.
Yep.
You know what I find so interesting is back in the 80s, Mike was asking me about that. And I was like, no, everything was like up high. There was no like, you know, revealing of anything. It was just not the fashion to like mm-hmm. have low cut stuff. Like, no. And even like your Oxford shirts, you button them up all the way.
Yeah.
And yeah, like that's what you did. That was, it was no, yeah.
And heaven forbid a bra strap show. Like you'd be pinning never. And tucking. Yeah, pinning and tucking. Mm. And now it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah. We were raised by Ronald and Nancy Reagan.
Okay? Yes, we were. That's
and true. So it was a conservative time. I tell my students that I remember the commercial, "This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs." And I never tried drugs because I was afraid it would turn into a fried egg. I mean, I'm just saying that was Nancy Reagan's big thing. And we were raised by those people and you were going to be a nice young lady.
I agree, Lila. I get that. Yes. My mom, I remember my mom telling me, whatever you do, don't, if you ever try any form of drug, you will become like an invalid and,
yes.
you know, like, yeah. And it will be laced with something and you'll become yes. an invalid. And yes. I was like, I'm out. No,
forget it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Yep. Not for me. And I wasn't even raised in church. So like, I just remember that was enough to like scare me to death. I'm like, no,
no, people didn't do that. We had one table that were the druggy kids at our table. Yes. And I went to public school, but I mean, one table and we knew they did drugs and no one talked to them. I mean, that just wasn't a thing.
We called them the hoods.
Those were yes. Yes. They were hoods. Yes.
Wow.
Hoods. Carnies. Carnies in Ashland County.
Carnies.
Like they carnies. Follow the carnivals. Like carnival. Oh. The carnivals. Oh. Yeah. Carnies.
That's funny. That works too. Did you guys ever see the TV show Freaks and Geeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So remember that the dad would get on there and just talk about all these things and people took drugs and they died.
You know, I had a friend that used to smoke. You know what he's doing now? He's dead. Now you think smoking makes you look cool? Let's go dig him up now and see how cool he looks.
Daddy, if I started smoking, I would tell you.
Oh, good. Now I don't have to worry.
Greatest thing ever.
And that's right.
When you're talking about the brain and the drugs and the thing, that's
yeah. Well, and then famous people like that happened. Like River Phoenix died out in front of a club, and everybody remembers it's because he did cocaine, and yeah. no one wanted to touch that stuff.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, it was like if you try it one time, it will be laced with something and you will die yeah. instantly. So I was that's like, right. I'm out.
Yes.
Yep. No, thank you.
Scared me. Penny.
The one thing that I remember are the monogram sweaters.
Mm. Oh, I yes. love those.
I have a green one, the dark green with the blue monogramming, the navy blue. And then you had to wear your little preppy shirt underneath it, yes. color flipped up.
Pop the collar. Well,
that was like my favorite outfit with my pinstripe jeans.
Yes.
Oh, yes!
Pinstripe jeans.
I had penny loafers to go with that outfit. I'll just have you know.
Yeah. I was jealous. You had to have your deck shoes. Your decks. Yes. Yeah. And then your dock shoes, like the were for water. Yes. And then you had your Nikes, and then we had kangaroos. So I don't know if anybody remembers.
With the zipper on the side.
Yes.
You had the zipper was for?
Well, 50 cents, so you could go get a snack. I mean, I was a cheerleader, so that was where you put your snack money in. So you could go get a pop and some popcorn or something. Yeah.
They were made for condoms.
Oh, yuck. They no. were not.
Are you serious?
You ruined our whole childhood, Rob.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Nice. Yeah. That was just, so you could go get a Diet Pepsi.
So you're going around with your monogram sweater, your pinstripe jeans, the penny loafers, and you just really wish your mom would have named you Buffy.
Oh, yeah. Or Courtney. Yeah. Courtney. That was the best. Yeah.
Or Heather. Yeah.
Instead, Melissa, how many Melissas do you remember from that those years?
I dated one.
Jennifer. Oh, my goodness. Jennifer. Yes.
Yeah. My mom says she almost named me Jennifer. Instead, I got like some 1960s Misty.
See?
You're doing better than me. Nobody had ever heard my name. So,
have you ever run across another Leela before?
I have. It was really crazy. It's happened a couple times. Usually it's people in a nursing home. So it's usually like older people and they're, or somebody will say, my mom's name is Leela, but I went to visit my son, Aaron, in San Diego. And we went to like a church dinner and I got introduced and she goes, no way, my name's Leela. And she spelled it like I spell it. I've never seen it spelled like mine. It was just, yeah.
Please tell me you hugged her and she became your pen pal.
I did. Yeah. We are good buddies now. So, you know, but yeah, it's very different. My mom named me after an Ohio State cheerleader that they were friends with. So, you know, could only be good. Right. So,
cool.
But they were in Navigators when they were in college, which was a Christian, was like Campus Crusade for Christ. And, one of the couples that was there, her name was Leela Knauer, and they named me after her. So I didn't have a cool, trendy name.
That is so
that
sweet.
Ends in Y, like Penny and Misty. And even though Debbie doesn't end in Y, it still has the E sound at the end. I mean, come on.
Leela E.
Yeah, not.
All right, let's go around the circle again. Debbie, what is your next fashion note?
Banana clips in your hair. The big clips with the hinge. And you'd put them in and you could do curls in the back of your hair and have massive curls and a long strip down the back of your head. Yes, banana clips.
So we're doing this all on Zoom if you haven't figured that out yet. And when Debbie said that, all the girls just had this look of adoration, like, oh, banana clips are the best things ever.
I just read they're coming back. I'm telling you, all of the 80s are coming back.
Oh my,
that's great.
I had a banana clip for prom that had hair in it. Yeah, it had. Oh. Yeah, so not only did you have your hair up, but it was like huge, ginormous, big. Yeah, out to here, of course, right?
Wow.
Because the bigger the hair, the better.
The better. Okay. Yeah. I got my hair styled before prom. I wanted like almost a little bit like Nellie Olson curls, but looser. Yes. But the hairstylist got the wrong memo and they were so tight that they didn't move. And so I came home, brushed them out, and I did the banana clip for prom, same thing, which gave me a mass of curls, even though I don't have a ton of hair. So they were wonderful in making you look like you had a lot more hair. Especially if you had extra hair attached.
And awesome. If you don't have naturally curly hair, what did you get?
A spiral perm.
A spiral perm, of course.
And do you remember the way, did you have the ones that were hot with the clamps that went over the curlers? It was uniperm. And so you'd sit there. And I remember one time looking down and unfortunately a lot of the fluid, you know, came off of it that they poured on and ran down my face. And the smell, can you remember the smell?
I can smell that right now. I can. Yes.
You know what? I got perms in the 80s. Like that was a thing. And I now have naturally curly hair.
Ooh, me too. I can wear my hair curly and I could have back then.
I think it's
I still have straight hair.
What is that? Like the older you get, like it has like muscle memory. You know how like you have muscle memory? Is it like curl perm memory?
That's it.
Yeah.
It was all I ever wanted. And then when straight hair comes in,
I got curly hair. Curl. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have stupid hair because mine has no memory because it's still straight.
At least you're not gray. I got this going on.
Oh no!
I pay to not be gray.
There's not.
We
not
pay to cover that up.
I don't have one bit of gray.
Me either.
Do you know how much fun all of my male friends would make of me if I decided to color my hair all of a sudden?
Yes, we do.
We do it just for the podcast.
It looks really bad, especially when like a husband and wife use the same bottle. Like the woman's like, I have leftover. You can do this. And then you're sitting in church behind them and it's the exact same color.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you and Gary.
Oh, no, Gary. I have to color my hair. Gary doesn't have a single gray hair.
It's just not fair.
No, yeah, that isn't I'm telling fair. You, the man does not color his hair.
Gary still looks like he did when he was 19.
I'm telling you.
How's that even possible?
Rob, sidebar, if you ever want to ask Mike something, ask him about the time when we lived in Virginia and I colored his hair. Yeah, just ask him that. Like it was bad. It was awful.
I did tips, blonde tips on Gary's hair one time.
That is one trend I would never allow to happen to my head. I know Snowball.
That was a big thing though. Blonde tips, like a little spiky up, little, you know what I'm talking about.
My son had them. Yes.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. So banana clips. I remember my ex-wife had a collection of banana clips.
So I was envious of her collection.
She did. She's somebody I probably should have had on here too. Cause she, man, I don't know how much money that woman spent on clothing in the 80s, both before and after. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, Misty.
Yeah. So what's the thing? Bad fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know,
it's kind of a fashion free for all at this point, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good though. So I mean, I don't care who you are, but I loved Madonna, but yet I was clearly far more conservative. So all the lace stuff.
Yes.
Like I could remember I had this lace belt around this mini skirt that I would wear. And like that was my ode to Madonna. Like that's as far as I could get because mm-hmm. it was just like, I can't do all of that, you know. Mm-hmm. But it, like lace stuff and, you know, it would, or like up in your hair, like the lace. I did the headband, the big bow kind of thing. Or I had this big belt. But you know, of course I would never wear anything that would be revealing and the mini skirt, you remember I'm short, so I'm only like 5 foot. So a mini skirt on me really like hit my knees. So it really
wasn't that many. So mini skirt to you is just a skirt, right?
It's just pretty much a skirt. Yeah. But, maybe it came up a little tiny, like mid kneecap, you know, but not really. So yeah, all the lace, the Madonna stuff, but way, way tamed down.
Uh-huh.
So
nice. Leela.
Do you remember the purses with the wood handle that you could change the outsides of them?
Yes!
Buttoned on, yes.
And they also were monogrammed. Really fancy ones. And if you had a navy one with green whales on it, then you must be really rich. You must be from Upper Arlington or something.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yes. And mm-hmm. I forgot about the green and the whales. I had a raincoat that was green and it had the blue with the whales inside of it.
Yep.
And you had your duck shoes on with that because you were prepared for the rain at the football game.
Right. Yes.
Oh, yes. I had one of those and I took it down to get monogrammed along with the two sweaters that had, you know,
So you can change the outside of your purse to match any outfit that you were wearing and they had little buttons on them, but they were a pain in the rear to try to unbutton and button.
So I remember seeing the wooden handled purses, but I don't remember the whales. Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. Mm-hmm.
Penny.
So when I was learning to do my own hair, okay, so we're gonna bring hair into this. My mom taught me how to use the mirror to look in the mirror behind you
mm-hmm.
and fix the back of your hair. And do you remember going to the mall and seeing all the girls that had the front done and the back was just as flat as could be?
Yes.
Ball hair. Oh, it got on my nerves so much. Like, do you not see the fact? Did your friend not tell you the back of your hair is just as flat as?
Because your bangs stood up. Your bangs stood up this far, but then they haven't touched the back. I totally agree. My mom would have killed me. Yeah.
Yes. I'm thankful my mom taught me how to do my hair.
Yes. Yes.
That's a real thing. That's totally a real thing. But yes. Yeah, my friend Trina was like that. Yeah,
I do remember seeing that, and it always confused me. Like, is that intentional? Because it doesn't really look good.
She looked good. What well, she could see looked good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall that it was ever really a fashionable thing. It was just a faux pas, as far as I was concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would fall in line of bad fashion. Like, it ranks up there with the mullet.
Yes.
Which she mullets could be another thing.
Oh.
And they were bad.
They were bad.
But we didn't call them mullets, Rob.
No, we didn't.
They were bi-level haircuts.
Bi-level haircut. Yes, thank you. They were.
And I rocked the bi-level for a few years.
I had it in sixth grade. It was permed in the back.
Yeah.
And feathered up front.
Yeah. I even did that myself. I had the perm in the back for a while.
Do you ever go shopping and you see the current mullets of the people that are our age and they just decided
to never let go of it?
Yeah. Well, I see that. Plus, I also see a bunch of younger guys too. Because there's like two guys at my church, younger, you know, athletic guys, mullets. And a lot of them play baseball. So
yeah, because it looks good with the baseball cap. That's why.
Exactly. Because it fits neatly under the cap, but then that's you get the party in the back. So people know you
need fitness.
It's crazy. All right, we're going to take a brief break here, and we're going to be right back and continue our conversation on bad ladies fashions of the 80s. Hang tight. Thank you for listening to Living in the 80s. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of those that helped make this possible. First and foremost, we want to thank Anchor for providing this platform for us to share this podcast. We also want to thank Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and about a dozen others. We also want to give a special thank you to star1079.com and Roundtown Radio, where you can hear this podcast weekly. Also, be sure to check us out at our website at livinginthe80s.us and, of course, on our Facebook page, Living in the 80s. Thanks, and back to the show. Welcome back to Living in the 80s. I'm Rob, here again with Debbie, Misty, Penny, and Leela. And we're talking about, well, it's about bad 80s fashions, but I think they're having a little too much fun reminiscing. I don't think these are necessarily bad in their opinion.
All mall hair.
Well, mall hair, yes, that is bad. That is very bad. Yeah, not all of these, I think, are remembered so poorly. So, Debbie, Let's continue our talk here.
This is probably one of the worst ones. And I think it's because it looked so bad on me. Reversible sweatshirts. I don't know if you remember them, but they had two different sets of fabric. But because it was sweatshirt material, they almost put like a batting or something in between the two layers of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And I had wanted one. And my sister got me one for Christmas. I got myself all choked up here laughing about it already. And I put it on and I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And I was a skinny little twig of 117 pounds. And you get this sweatshirt with double fabric on. And I walked into the room and my mom and my sister, who could care less about fashion than I did at the time, they both looked at me and said, well, that has to go back. It was awful.
Dudes had those too. Like, I know I had some. I saw this. We made this video, this for our church youth group. We'd make these videos. I was like 18, 19 at this point. So me and Kevin would make them like for the youth and stuff. And there's this one that I'm wearing one of those. I look like Big Bird. Because, you know, I've got my normal legs with these big
skinny
old
legs. Yeah.
Puffy sweatshirt on. And I'm like, holy crap. Why didn't somebody tell me how stupid that looked? So yeah, that's bad fashion. I might post that on our Living in the 80s Facebook.
There you go.
We need to see that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll have to freeze frame the video or something, but yeah, it's me and Kevin are standing there, and he's got his shirt tucked in tight like he always did.
Oh, yeah.
Big puffy shirt on. Yes, it's crazy. All right. Misty, what you got?
Okay, so what's the question again? Just bad 80s fashion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, we're half it's hour not into bad.
The podcast, and Missy's like, "What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?"
Yeah, I know. There's no bad 80s fashion, I just have to say. But I do remember, like these very big shoulders, like ginormous shoulders. Like, again, I'm 5 foot and I weighed probably 100 pounds soaking wet. But yet I had these ginormous shoulders, right? And these, and it was like in buffalo plaid, but it was like yellow and black. And yes. I had one in yellow and black, and then a shirt in red and black. And then like these triangle, had like a big red stone in them, and then like triangles down here. And I was just like, you know, and then of course you had like these jeans that were, they were button fly kind of, which never fit me. I don't have the figure to wear those. But they were guest jeans and they would button up and then they would flop over the top.
Yes.
They had that fold.
They like flip over, you know, look, all the girls know what we're talking about. They're button fly, but they have like these triangle things that come out over top. I totally
get that. So unflattering on me, but it was like their guest jeans. Like that's you have to wear them, right? And so I could purchase, like my parents would pay for, does anybody remember like the shop called Bobby G's? I don't know if that was a Northern Ohio thing.
Oh, no.
But and you could buy those in Richland County, and you could pay $18 for Lee's or Levi's. But if you bought like the Gloria Vanderbilt's or Guess or anything, they were $24. So my parents made me pay the difference, to which this day I appreciate that. Because they said, we are not paying for you to like wear your, you know, somebody's name on your backside. So, and I remember
my friend,
I saved my money. Yeah. But I remember my friend, Chrissy Albert, had a pair of Gloria Vanderbilt jeans. And when I came to Grove City to visit her, and like, we were doing our nails and she got nail polish on him, and she was like distraught over it.
Oh
my gosh, pay for my Gloria Vanderbilt, you know?
Yes.
Big deal. Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned the shoulder pads, and do you remember how they would never stay in place, and your shirt by the end of the day, your collar was down your back and you were constantly having to grab by the shoulders and pull them down. Yes. It was so frustrating.
And whenever I think of those big shoulder pads, I think of Melanie Griffith in Working Girl.
Oh, yes.
It was so good. Yes.
Yeah, she was so exactly. That is the 80s girl right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Leela, what's your next?
Stirrup pants.
Oh, yes.
Okay, here was the problem. So I'm not like Misty and short. I'm 5'8". Okay. So the stirrup pants, I'd like didn't really match my height. So then I'd have to wear a long sweater because I'm like pulling the stirrup pants. And then they didn't even bend behind my knee. They just went straight down because I was too tall, you know?
And they'd penguin around your crotch. Cause I was 5'8" and a half. Same thing. They would penguin at your crotch.
5'7". There you go.
Penguin? Yes.
What's the,
like they pull down. So your crotch is like halfway to your knees, the crotch of the pants. So you waddle. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I hated them because I could never find stirrup pants that were long enough. And so then I always was uncomfortable, and there'd be these cute outfits with these stirrup pants, like at Marshall Fields, that I went in these like, you know, green stirrup pants to go with the sweater that matched, because you had to have like, do you remember on Who's the Boss? Remember?
Alyssa Milano.
Yes. And she always had these bright colored sweaters and she had the stirrup pants to match. And I wanted to be her.
Yes. Now, and when you did get the stirrup pants that fit, by the end of the day, you had baggy knees from sitting down. So you'd stand up and you'd have this ball of fabric that just kind of stuck out at your knees.
Yes.
What were we thinking?
I don't know, but those were the worst.
Well, I can tell you, as a guy, I would see girls with stirrup pants. I thought they looked nice. But now when I look back at them, I don't think they look as cool as I thought they did back then.
They did. Rob, you're
like
wrong.
With a lot, which is like that with a lot of
fans. On short girls, they look great on short girls. They did their not pants work for me.
They worked for me. I could remember. I'm picturing me. I can find the picture for you of a pair of, I'm in a maroon color, and they had paisley prints. Do you guys remember the paisley prints?
Yes.
I was all about the paisley prints because it was like deep and like prints and so cool, and like I can remember drawing paisleys all over like my books, like covered with grocery bags.
You're exactly right.
Yes. Yeah. It was all about that. Yes. And I had the opposite problem. Sometimes my stirrup pants would gap at the bottom. Like I had to pin them at the bottom because I'm so stinking short.
Did you ever turn down the waist so that it was like, because I had friends that did that when they would turn the waist down because that would pull them up like they were supposed to, but I never had that problem.
Yeah, I was never that bright. I don't know. I just, I cinched them up at the bottom. So, which killed my feet all day long, like walking on a safety pin, but it looked good. Right? Yeah. It looked good. So,
you look good. I mean,
And like Fernando says, it's,
you look marvelous. And for me, Fernando, I would rather look good than to feel good.
Penny.
Neon. Had a bright pink fuchsia neon sweatshirt, I guess, but it was like long. And you wore them with a belt.
Oh, yeah.
Like a dress.
With your stirrup pants, of course. But I had the tall issue as well, so I had to wear the longer sweatshirt with the belt. But absolutely. I look at it now, because you were talking about the dangly earrings. Like any neon, we would just put it all together. It didn't matter. All different colors. And it didn't matter as long as it was neon. I look back now and I'm like, oh, what were we thinking?
That was not good on our complexion, was it?
Here's a question with the belt. Was your belt tight, or was it one of those that was looser and it hung down on one hip?
Hung down on the hip.
Yes.
On the hip. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Love those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that whole look with the sweater dress and the belt.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what kind of shoes did you wear with that?
Flats. Yeah, I had the white leather boots from Wilson's, the lower. With the flats. They were really flat because I was tall. And white leather boots.
It was all about flats in the 80s. Even being short, it was flats in the 80s. And which reminds me of jelly shoes, jelly sandals, which ate all day long your heel, and you would have like literally blood dripping down the back of your heel. But it looked good with your sweater that you had on. It was like a pastel kind of, you know.
So Misty, you brought up jelly shoes. So we're going to skip Debbie. We'll get back to Debbie. Talk about jelly shoes, because I always thought those were ugly.
Well, they kind of were, but in the springtime, you brought out your jelly shoes with your pastel colors, right? And you had this, I don't even know what the knit was, but it was like a V-neck, and then it had like big sleeves, quarter length sleeves, right? And then you had pastel pants on. That were like, you know, pedal pushers, right? With the jelly shoes. And I'm telling you, they literally ate the back of your heel. Like the back of your heel. I think I still have scars today.
They were plastic. They were plastic shoes.
They did not look comfortable.
They stunk terribly too. After you wore
them. Yes, they did. Your feet. Yes. I mean, you know.
Yes.
You're all day long in those.
Funny, what's that smell?
Darling, I think it's Lila's feet again. She's got to be wearing them dang jelly shoes all the time.
My mom hated them, so we had fights about them. You know. Because she didn't want me to wear them and she didn't think they were cute. And I'm like, but all the girls are wearing them, Mom. I mean, seriously, wasn't that your life? But all the girls have them.
Yes.
It didn't matter if they were cute or not. It was, you had to keep up with what everybody else was doing. Yes. So therefore,
I do remember just about every girl I knew back then had either one or multiple pairs of jelly shoes, it seems like.
Yep.
Every color.
I never owned any because I thought they were too uncomfortable.
Me too.
Because they too. Did what I'm not the only one. Said. They ate your heel off.
Yeah.
It was like Pac-Man on your heel. I thought
Missy's doing a Pac-Man on the screen with a robot.
Yes.
Terrible.
And you're like, I can wear them. I can make it through eighth period. I can make it. You know? Yeah. But they hurt so bad by the end of the day, you were almost in tears. Yes.
All right, we're going to volley back to Debbie here.
Okay, this is a very end of the 1980s, but Hammer Pants.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Hammer Pants?
Super.
I had, yeah, and I hate to admit it, but I had a suit that I wore when I was working that was Hammer Pants with a nice knit shirt. With a jacket, and the jacket had gold buttons down the front on each of the opening and chains that went across and connected the buttons. And I thought I looked really cool in those. With some black
my goodness,
shoes.
Hammer would have been so proud.
Yes, yes, they were awesome.
Debbie, I love that. Hammer time. Yeah.
Kids walking around and say, kids, it's hammer time.
And I wore them to work, and I have to wonder what people thought. I worked at the Kansas Gas and Electric Company in the summertime, and I have to wonder what the older employees thought when I walked in wearing that.
These kids in their darn fashions. That girl needs a good pair of Bobby socks. And
that's right. There you go.
Leela, you didn't wear Hammer Pants, did you?
I wasn't allowed.
That's good thing.
Those, that's and I wasn't parenting. Allowed to wear parachute pants. Which kind of was along that line. Yeah. Remember parachute pants?
Mm-hmm. I do. I never had any, but I remember them well.
I wasn't allowed.
Wow.
My mom's a little picky like that.
Jelly shoes was her limit, and she fought you on that.
That was, we fought. We fought about the, I'm not kidding, about the jelly shoes. I'm wearing them. Like a cheap little, you know, it was just, yeah.
Wouldn't you just love to get in a DeLorean and go back and see like video footage of you and your mom fighting over jelly shoes? That'd be great. Yes. That'd be priceless. So what is your next bad fashion tip for us here?
Well, I had a bunch of the Oxford shirts, okay? And you remember that some of them had loops on the back and kids tried to pull them off.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then my mom was cool with the Oxford shirts, but then she wanted me to wear like some little ribbon. So I just put it on and then I get on the bus and take it off.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the ribbon, like it was like a tie or something. Yeah,
I'm like, I'm not in a parochial school, you know. So I waited until I got on the bus and took it off.
Just looking out the bus window, make sure mom's not looking.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, I'm not. Oh, she wanted me. We moved between my seventh and eighth grade year, so that's a rough time to move. Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to agree that I would wear a dress once a week to school. And I was like, you have got, dresses were not the thing. You wore dresses to church, you know, like, because you couldn't wear jeans to church. I mean, we even had to wear dresses. And when there was a youth activity afterwards, you changed into your jeans because you always wore a skirt, even on Sunday night. Okay. So I didn't want to wear a dress. And we fought about that too. I think I won that one though. I think my dad took my side.
Honey, lighten up on Leela.
But he's like, Diana, do you really need, does this have to be such a big deal? And so I think I won out on that one. So, yeah. Yeah, but I had lots of Oxford shirts. I even had ones that had like little plaid in them. Like, you know, it had just a little bit of super cute.
Penny, what about yours?
Baggy jeans with the pleats.
Oh, yeah.
I had my baggy jeans,
and the waist was at your waist like mom jeans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and way up here.
Yes.
Way up here.
Yes. And that was a very hard habit to get out of.
Yes,
when the style went down, because I mean they stayed high through the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then early 2000s, it's like all of a sudden we're wearing them at our hips,
right?
Yeah.
That was very difficult for me. I don't know about you guys.
Me too.
Difficult transition.
That's why I think they called them mom jeans, because the people that became moms then continue to keep wearing them.
And the girls were wearing the hip huggers in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. I just want to ask you, have you tried on a pair? I accidentally bought a pair of pants that are way up high now. And I just want to tell you, it's not flattering.
I don't need the fabric on my rear end to be extended. It does not need to be extended.
Yeah. They don't make Spanx that strong to handle mom jeans now. And I don't want to be that constricted. I'm just saying. It is the nightmare.
But Spanx makes jeans now.
Yes, they do. Not,
they pull on like yoga pants and they are comfortable. No zipper, no nothing. Really? And they hug everything
in. They're so expensive though. They're like crazy expensive.
You can get them at Aldi.
No.
Yes, you can.
Are you serious?
Yes, I know somebody got some there.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to Aldi's tomorrow.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Buy the rest of my Thanksgiving dinner stuff and a pair of Spanx pants.
It'll go right with it. They'll stretch with you.
Your outfit for the meal.
There it is. Eat all you want, stretch all you have to. Now, if you go there and they don't have them, it's not my fault. But yeah, okay. They at least did have them recently.
Leela, I'm coming to get you. We're going to Aldi.
All right, tonight. We're going together. Aldi
You too, Penny. Aldi run.
Aldi run. That's right. We're on our way.
Debbie, send us your size and we'll send it to you. We'll FedEx them.
That's right.
Debbie.
Okay, mine are, they're a pant that looked like golf pants from the 1920s, if you remember them. They were knickers, and you wore them with Argyle socks and usually a very basic sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And penny loafers. I have a picture of me in my pair and my sister in hers. She's 4 years younger than me. It's quite a photo, let me tell you.
Well, Debbie, since you're an administrator on the Living in the 80s page, and well, since anybody can post anything on there within...
I need to find that photo.
You need to put it on there. But maybe we'll do a side-by-side with my puppy-shirted Big Bird shirt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did any of you wear the knickers and the whole socks and the whole thing?
Oh, yes. Because you had to have the Argyle socks that match the pants, because... they like were made to go together or something, you know? And so, yes. And we were, and how were they attached around the leg, Misty? They had a what?
A button.
A button. Yes. Super cute button.
Oh, yes. Mine were
thought that was cute.
Yes. Mine were a blue green with a tan sweater and blue green and tan Argyle socks, let me tell you. And I felt fancy when I wore that outfit.
Yes.
You probably were fancy. You sound like you could have been like Rob Lowe's love interest in Oxford Blues or something.
Yeah, probably right. Could have been I think I had feathered hair at the time too. So yes,
likely.
My hair would have matched Rob Lowe's back at that point.
Yeah, you did. That's good stuff, Debbie. I'm just saying, sure. I can remember ordering from the Sears catalog in Loudonville, Ohio, where you could only pick up from Sears. Like that was the only place you could buy. And I had knickers like that came to your knees. And then it was I think they had
suspenders,
but it had a poofy top, like a huge, up here,
a collar that big,
huge collar. It had two ribbons with it that you tied right there. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know exactly what you're talking about.
And then I had these mauve flats that I wore with it, and that was my first day of school outfit for seventh grade, and I was so proud of that. Yes.
Was it the first day of school outfit, like? So important. It was going to define your style for the year.
Yeah, most definitely.
And it's pretty sad to know that that's what I wore. That defined my style. That's just, it's sad. But hey,
But back then, that was like the top of style.
Yes.
Yes.
It was. Yes.
It was. It was. And I was like so excited. And we waited like for the orders to come in down at the Sears place next to the flexible plant that made the school buses. Like you had to race down there and get it. Yeah, that was like a big deal.
You just went in and there was just a counter because they just got shipments. It wasn't. Yes, exactly.
That's all there was.
The catalog store. I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
It was a very big deal. Yes.
These Amazon kids will never understand.
No. And the wait for 6 to 8 weeks.
It took a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Called 1-800 numbers on TV to order stuff. You waited 6 to 8 weeks for delivery.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, you did. That's right. I can remember talking my mom into getting these things. Like I to this day, I still love the As Seen on TV stuff. My dad was the same way. I'm a sucker for it all. I'm like, that is what you need to make your life like complete, you know? And they had these things like a speed press. And you could make all these little fancy sandwiches with them. And I remember making my mom buy those. And we like put bologna and American cheese in it. And then like, you know, wheat bread. I'm like, that is fancy. We're like living the high life now.
Have you guys been to like that As Seen on TV store? There's one in Paris. Or not.
No.
It's at the outlet mall up at Sunbury. So
one
down in Gatlinburg, I've been there. Yeah, that's
all. I love all that stuff. I'm a sucker for it every time. And my dad was the same way. And so when we cleaned his house out last summer, I was like, we got to keep this, Mike. It's from As Seen on TV. He's like, no, we don't. But this will make it like the spice rack. It'll make everything better in life.
Yeah.
Now we have this. So
my dad has always been a sucker for that stuff.
Yes.
He would always, he's got every little gadget you could ever ask for or want or not even need. He has it.
That's funny.
Come visit Benny. He'll hook you up. So Misty, what's your next bad fashion thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I got on a tirade about the other stuff. Next bad fashion thing. Well, you know, one thing I remember is that everything was like huge. Like I can remember wearing this huge sweatshirt, kind of like what Deborah talked about, but it was just a plain sweatshirt. But again, I was like 5 foot and, you know, I mean, and I thought I was fat, but I was so, I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like I was teeny tiny.
Yeah.
And I would wear these huge oversized sweatshirts and t-shirts, everything was oversized. And then of course our jeans, finally, when we got into the, you know, season where like they would actually like make your jeans very narrow at the ankle. And then of course, a pair of tennis shoes that were like just white Keds, or, you know, maybe they were like gray and pink. Do you remember when gray and pink was very big?
Yes.
Like those kinds of things. And I just think to myself, I probably just like, I was swallowed up in all of these clothes. They probably were like, wait a minute, is there a person in all of these clothes? Because it was just huge. Nothing was form fitting. Everything was completely like ginormous. And that was the fashion.
I would wear my dad's sweaters. I would go shopping in his closet. I'm like, oh my goodness, I can wear this brown sweater with these yellow corduroy pants. It would look so cute.
Ginormous. Yes.
Mine was my dad's suit coat, and he was 6'6" and I was 5'8". So it was a big suit coat, and I'd roll the sleeves up so that you
roll the sleeves,
stripes from the lining. And I still have a jacket that's fitted now, but I roll the sleeves up and wear it with t-shirt. But I wore it with a big, enormous white shirt with Asian writing on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I would tuck that into green and black plaid pants with a buckle that was built into the waistband that buckled on the side and cinched in the waist.
Yes. Yeah.
That
with rhinestone jewelry.
That's a good look.
Molly Ringwald and Pretty in Pink.
Yes.
Like yes. Yes. Yeah. And the rhinestones you were talking about. Yes, you're right. Like the huge rhinestone. I loved that look. And then you would just have like these raggedy jeans on with a huge, like, you know, jacket that with like the shoulder pads were like out to here. And just, you know, that was so it. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to wear that to church this weekend, Leila. So
okay. All right. Awesome. We should wear our 80s outfits to church.
Well, I want pictures.
Where you buy on TV, remember the bedazzler? Because then once we got the bedazzler, then you could bedazzle everything.
And you should bedazzle everything. I'm just saying, you should do that.
You should.
You ever watch The Goldbergs?
Yes.
Yes.
No, my brother keeps saying, Lila, you have to watch this because he said you would love it because you're a child of the 80s.
You've never watched it?
I haven't.
Oh, go watch it.
Start with season one. This season is not as good, I don't think, as previous seasons because the kids are growing up, but start with season one.
I think when Maury left the show, it kind of lost a little of its charm.
Yeah, yeah, it did. Yeah.
But still a great show.
Yes.
It's better behind it. But yeah, go watch those early seasons. They're awesome. Okay. Who are we on now? Who went last?
Okay. So do you remember wearing socks, but you wore two different colors and you scrunched them?
They were, okay. Yeah. Slouchy socks.
Like, so you had your oversized t-shirt, okay, that had like bright colors on them. And then your socks were doubled up and they slouched and they matched.
Yes.
Yeah. That was bad.
And how did our feet fit into our shoes?
I don't know.
With two pairs of socks.
Bigger shoes. Right.
I guess so.
Wore a size 7, you're going to have to be wearing 8 or a 9.
Well, yeah, see, back in the 80s, I was a 9.5 shoe. And back then, they very seldom had shoes in half sizes. So my shoes were either too small or too big. Now you can find them everywhere. But back then, it was awful. Yeah. So maybe that's how I got by. I could buy a 10 and
that's
put two pairs of socks on and not have anybody ask any questions.
So would you wear the slouch socks with like stirrup pants or like jeans?
Yes.
Tucked inside the socks?
Anything?
I even wore them with shorts. Like I had this bright colored Ron John shirt that somebody brought back from Florida for me. And it had like hot pink and yellow. And then I had yellow shorts and then the socks were hot pink and yellow.
Oh, there you go. That's color coordination, man.
Yeah. Nice. I have a disease to this day. My students say, Miss James, you match all the time. I'm like, it's a disease. It is.
She does match and it's good, but yes.
I always match, like too matchy.
I remember the slouch socks though, mostly when like we started pegging our pants like in the late 80s.
Yes.
And then we had like these shoes called the Eastland shoes. Do you guys remember that? Yes.
Oh, yes.
Like that's when slouchy socks were really big. And then you pegged your pants. And then, yes, that was like graduation, like first year of college stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys remember the jelly bracelets?
Yes. All the way up my arm.
Twisted them. To where they fit on.
Oh, yes. Then they went, yes, you could twist them and make them like chain around your.
Yes. And you had to have every color and they had to match your up. Matchy. Everything had to match.
Mm-hmm. I wore them on my ankle too during the summer. You could wear them around your ankle. Yeah. But then do you remember like those really dark girls that were like the material girls that they wore all black ones?
Yes, and they had them
but they probably weren't a nice girl, you know. No. If you wore the black jelly bracelets.
If you wore black in the 80s, you probably were from the wrong side of the anger pool.
Yes.
Or you were a Madonna fan and you wore it with all the lace.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
You have to offer
Still had jelly bracelets up until I think I got rid of them. They may be down in the crawl space, but I am way too old to get up in the crawl space anymore. Oh, the jelly bracelets. Yes, a whole bunch of them. And then I also had like, I don't know, it was like a necklace or something. I remember having like a Bartles and James, like little pin.
Oh, yes.
And I still have my Steve Perry pin. That I'll wear that to church on Sunday with my jeans.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying.
And she ain't even going to apologize for that.
Because Steve Perry is always current and I will do that. I mean, and I won't be ashamed of it. I'm just saying.
That's right.
Steve Perry pin on my jeans jacket that I still wear around, but it's not from the 80s, but it is from the 90s. So
it still works. So speaking of, I'm going to a little sidebar here. You mentioned bracelets and then you mentioned embarrassment, so I got to ask you guys this just for my own curiosity. Did any of you know any men that wore ankle bracelets in the 80s?
No.
Yes.
Okay, Misty, we knew you did.
I'm telling you, it's, yes, I did, and I married him, and it's still smoking hot. And I told him, don't, he wore one for the one of the last podcasts, and I was like, yeah, you keep those on. And he's like, I think my ankle's swelling a little bit. I'm too old. I'm like, baby, you keep those ankle bracelets on. And I'm telling you, it's good stuff all the time. I love that about Mike Moore. He wore the ankle bracelets and it was like so artsy and so cool. And it was not all the 4x4 guys that I knew from Loudonville High School.
That's right.
Yeah, he was like, oh. He
was so it was the ankle bracelet that did it for you.
So here comes Mike waltzing into Misty's life with his ankle bracelets, his frosted tips, and his sweater tied around the neck.
Yeah, she's and like, he's like,
keep those on.
He was like, you know, oh, I play softball. And then he like showed me, I'm like, wow, that's a great painting. And he's like, I did that. And I was like, you are artsy and you wear ankle bracelet and you're athletic. I'm like, that was it. I was done.
That was it.
That was it. And to this day, I'm still like, yeah, baby, you wear that ankle bracelet. You paint that picture in there over next door.
Paint while wearing the ankle bracelet, right? Meanwhile, Mike's in there putting on his cologne as we speak.
And his ankle bracelet.
And that's it. He's probably got a collection of about 30 of them. Like, huh? Feels like a red kind of a night.
30 years. 30 years. That's right.
Debbie, please rescue us.
The little pointy-toed shoes, like dress shoes with kitten heels, but you had clips that you put on them so that you could customize them. So you had the bows you could clip on. And then bows would inevitably rip the pantyhose that you had on because, you know, they're metal and they're touching the pantyhose. So then you'd have the runs up the front of your leg, but the bows were still cute and they matched any outfit you wore. So you could turn a white or black pair of shoes into something that matched and coordinated with any outfit. So Leela, you would love that because you like to
play. I absolutely did. I had all the little different clips to match my outfit.
Yes.
Wow.
I hear you.
And you always had to have clear nail polish in case you got a run in those hose.
Always in your purse. Yeah. And that would be a bad fashion thing from the 80s. Hosiery. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Aren't you so glad you don't have to wear pantyhose anymore?
Because if you sat for long, you'd have indigestion halfway through whatever you were sitting through because they just pushed in at the wrong place.
They did. Tan ones. Okay. Those were the worst. Tan pantyhose. Like, I remember, you couldn't go to, like, band concert or something unless you had them on. I mean, you literally, I think it was required.
They were. And I think they checked, too. You had, like, we had long dresses for choir and you had to hike it up a little bit to show that you had your pantyhose on. Yeah.
In the vein of pantyhose, do you all remember when we all had colored pantyhose? And I can remember having a suit. Actually, it had a little like a cap sleeves, you know, and the whole thing. And then I had it was cream. The suit was cream. And then I had a yellow, blouse underneath it that had a big bow, right? Remember those? Yeah. And then I had yellow pantyhose on.
Yes.
How awful is that, right? And then I don't know, probably like cream shoes or something. I don't know, but colored pantyhose. And they were neon as well, right? So you would wear neon colored pantyhose or, you know, but Pat Benatar did it. So
why would we? That's right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of girls tried for the Pat Benatar look before Madonna came along. Yes.
I saw her on television the other day and she looks like totally tame. Like she wears her hair like I wear mine and I'm just cracking up. I'm like, that's Pat Benatar?
Yeah, she has that gray hair now. And well, she's got a daughter that's a model. She looks just like her.
She looks great. She looks beautiful. It just wasn't, you know, she had that dark hair and, you know, it was real straight, you know what I mean? So
I saw her actually 5 or 6 years ago. Yes, Pat Benatar, Loverboy, and Journey. And let me tell you, Pat Benatar came on first and Loverboy came on next. Journey came on after that. And let me tell you, we left halfway through Journey because Pat Benatar killed it. Loverboy.
That's awesome. It.
And we were just like, by the time Journey got up there, we were like, they were doing their new stuff.
Yeah.
So we were
like, well, yeah, and Steve Perry wasn't with them.
If Steve Perry was there, you wouldn't have left. You would have stayed.
Oh, no, I'd have been there for the whole thing. No. Yeah. But wow. Pat Benatar was jamming on that stage.
She is like, I remember learning years ago that she was like, she's really trained as an opera singer.
Yes.
So like she has this incredible range and she is really gifted and highly educated, like, you know, like went to college and like, you know,
Juilliard or something.
Her voice was her instrument. And like, so she's operatically, I don't know if that's, is
yeah,
that
that's word? Awesome. Yeah,
operatically trained. So she has this, she is like truly a gifted singer and she's amazing. She really is.
So yeah, she went from a rocker chick to a mom. That's but she did it very gracefully. So that's good.
Indeed.
She had good style too.
Yes.
Very good style.
So I have a question for you. I want to do a share screen here. I know you can't see this at home, so I'll just try my best to describe what we're looking at here. This picture is from the TV show Square Pegs. So there's Sarah Jessica Parker is wearing like these bibbed overalls with it and a flannel shirt. The other girl, whose name we don't know, is wearing like suspenders, a shirt, and she's wearing like a tie. It looks like a shoestring that looks like measuring tape.
Yeah.
Yes.
That hat. I remember girls wearing that hat.
That's the tie. I'm telling you, my mom made me put a ribbon with my shirt. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's that. That is something else. I'm looking at that. It the hat kind of looks like a Kangol hat, sort of, but with a snap down bill in the front.
Yes.
So yeah, I remember that hat.
Like a newspaper boy hat. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their hair was always down. This girl's hair is up, and I think it looked better with hair with that's it down.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who else? What else we got?
Acid wash jeans.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we wore those now, they would think we were nuts. Mm-hmm. But remember, they all the things like light blue jeans have come back, black jeans have come back. But like you were saying, pinstripe jeans, those have not come back. The jeans where they flip over have not come back, and neither have acid wash jeans.
We've gone through a lot here. Are we missing any? Debbie, I know you got 50 more.
Oh no, my list is almost done, but this one we have to cover. I didn't ever own one of these, so I'd say I didn't have one, but the Dickie. Do you remember the Dickie? It's the fake
color. Yeah, like
wear your Dickie with your knickers. But I might use them now because I get so hot because of my age. So hot. The Dickie would mean you don't have to have another layer, you know.
This is true. It's hot all the time. We are a
group of hot women tonight, let me tell you.
So back to 80s fashions.
Jams.
The guys talked about those last week. Yes.
Jams. I had jams. Like it was a big deal. Yeah, jams. That's what we did. And then you wear your sunglasses all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had guys.
They had that like shiny stuff on the outside.
Yep.
Mine were pink. Not a whole lot different than these, but
correct.
Bigger.
Yeah. But they have the mirrors, right? They're like, but they were colored mirrors. Like they were, you know,
Because I wear my sunglasses at night.
I was a lifeguard and the glasses had to match my suit, you know.
Yeah.
And then I had jams to go on over my suit when I was going home.
And jams. Did your jams all tie with, it looked like a rope.
Yes.
Yes, a rope. And we had enterprising guys at our high school that sold them, and they had the school logo or the school mascot and the school name printed on the leg.
Really?
Yes.
That's impressive.
Buy them out of a pickup truck across the street from the high school in the afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah,
we didn't have that. I had to drive all the way up to Mansfield to go to, I think it was like Value City, even to buy my jams. That was a big deal.
What else do we have? Any other 80s fashions that we've forgotten about that are bad?
Lace gloves with no fingers.
Yep.
Yeah.
My lace gloves. I wanted to
do that. I never had enough guts. I was always like,
That was a little edgy. I was a little conservative.
I wore lace gloves to prom, but they did have fingers. So there you go.
They did. Well, that was different than the ones without the fingers. And the girls that wore those probably wore the black jelly, you know.
Probably so. Yes,
they did.
Do you all remember like how like the 1950s dresses fashions like really came back into play for prom dresses? Yes. I can remember I was a sophomore and I got invited by a senior to go to the prom. And I remember, oh, I know, it was a big deal. My parents were not happy about that, but I went anyway. But
did he have an ankle bracelet? That's what I put it.
No,
if he did not. You might have
married
him.
No. A hard no on that. That was a God answering, like God intervening in unanswered prayers. Yes. Let me just there say you. That right now. Yeah. So he, but I can remember like the 1950s kind of like I had this yellow prom dress. It looked very much 1950s, but it was a lot of fun though. So yeah. But that was pretty much more.
Did it have adrenaline underneath?
You know it. Yeah. Okay.
These girls do not understand. These current day girls wear these like what I call cocktail dresses to prom. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you don't know what it's like to wear a crinoline underneath that itches. Okay. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm. It pops up when you sit down.
That's right. Right.
Yes, it does. Yes, I had a T-length prom dress.
Oh my god.
And it was strapless. Yeah, and I had nothing to hold it up, so I was like every 2 seconds, like whatever, you know. But yeah, it was very, very 1950s, and it was very, very nice. But yes, that was the thing, though, right?
Yes.
Nice.
I remember something from very bad fashion, at least in my thought. Do you guys remember the drop waist dresses?
Oh yes. Yes.
I watch movies now. So unflattering.
They are so horrible. And yeah, I think those were a revisit like from the 30s, you know? And then they came back. They were a big thing. And here's the thing. Funny. You have to be one of those people that's built like this, and then it would look really cute on you. But anybody that had curves, that didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a few of them and I'd see pictures now like, and I was thin.
I know. I was too, but I still was not, I still had curves. I wasn't like,
yeah,
I have a straight waist. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
How have we not talked about like jog sets? Like, you know,
swishers,
track suits. We haven't talked about track suits and the matching, and they were always like in red and blue. Yes. And yeah, and with your Nikes and like the whole, yeah, that was a
but
very
the pants
big deal.
Had to match the jacket, like,
yeah,
a whole ensemble. Yes,
and sometimes velour.
Oh, yes. That's early 80s. I do remember velour. I remember wearing velour early 80s. Yes.
Yeah.
And they had the racing stripes down the side of the leg.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I tried to find during the early 2000s tube socks because I wanted to wear them for like I was an announcer for our like Comet Olympics or whatever. And I couldn't find them anywhere, and now they're coming back. You can find them now.
Yeah, get them on Amazon.
We didn't talk about Swatch watches.
Oh my goodness!
That was good fashion.
Yeah,
they're coming back too.
Swatch watches were cool.
Yeah. I did not have a Swatch watch because they were too expensive, and my parents were like, "Nope, that's not happening." But you would put like the little bands over. My friend Carrie had
the Swatch card.
Mike had them. He was all about the Swatch watches, and yes, Swatch watches. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I had
my parents bought me one for my birthday, and it was clear, and you could see the parts in it. That was a really big deal.
Then
I think I was getting ready to go to college, and my mom accidentally dried it. I might have done it. Dried my Swatch watch and I was crushed.
So is the watch probably.
Yes, it was. It was all like mango, you know what I mean? It was rubber. So yes, yeah. I loved my Swatch watch. Yes.
I'm flipping through a page here. Does anybody remember, or was it just me? Like pearls were a big deal. Like,
yeah. Yes.
I had this old pair of pearls. I don't even know where they came from, but my prom dresses, like I always had pearl earrings and then this little string of pearls. I think they were actually like my grandmother's, but they weren't real pearls. They were like Lazarus fake pearls, which was like real
nice ones. Yeah, real nice.
And I think I still have them, like seriously, and I still wear them. Like that was pearls was
that's a classic deal. That's that went with the brooches that we wore, like, you know, that was that you wore kind of not as dressy stuff, but then you wore dressy accoutrements that went with them, you know, to I don't know, it was like a big thing.
Yes, it was a big thing. Very pearls were very big. Very, I love that. That was good.
I love preppy. So that's why I think I loved the 80s and I still do. And I still catch myself doing things nodding in that direction. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm looking at this email or this webpage and it's got like this Madonna and she's got like all these pearl things on. That's where that must have come from.
Yeah,
she's got this like belt on that says boy toy.
Boy and toy.
Like, oh, yeah. No, what are you doing? Dude,
I wasn't allowed to listen to Like a Virgin. I wasn't allowed to have that.
Terrible.
She was very worried about me because I liked Madonna. She was very concerned.
Oh yeah.
I still could listen to her.
You were on the prayer list, you know.
I probably was.
When I worked at Kmart, I worked in the toy department, and all the female cashiers called me the toy boy.
Oh, jeez.
They didn't. It was right around that whole boy toy thing, so I was the toy boy.
Yeah.
I'm like, Madonna, you didn't do us anything.
She would have gotten canceled with that now.
Oh, yes, she would have. Oh, yes, yes.
Although she's out there right now. Don't look at her Instagram page.
Some weird stuff on Instagram or something recently. Like,
yeah. I ventured over there to see what people were talking about, and it's weird. So
it is very weird. Yeah, we didn't talk about was like the hair thing where you took it to the side and you put your
side ponytail.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. Or the barrettes that you would like put like you would put the ribbon in. You know, you could make and you would have all these different ones, and then you put.
It was like a rectangle, and you could braid the ribbon in.
Yes,
I remember those. Mm-hmm. And you could get them at craft bazaar places.
Yes,
and some of them had beads on them.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yes.
Well, I will wrap the podcast up now. Ladies, thank you for joining me tonight. It has been a blast. We're going to have to get back together and do this again another time. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
All right. So we are not going to have a podcast next week because it's Thanksgiving week. And, you know, I'd like to have a break. So we will come back in 2 weeks and we'll come back with something really fresh and exciting. Until then. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And we're going to close out with Madonna and Dress You Up.
There you go.
Love it.
That just
I forgot about that song. Yes.
Yes. Well, guys, thanks. Take care. Thanks. God bless. We'll see you next time.
Are artsy and you wear ankle bracelet and you're athletic. I'm like, I was done.
That was it. Okay.
Where is your ankle bracelet?
They're in a drawer right now.
As you got multiple
brings those out for special nights. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Special occasion.
What a